Blog Talk Radio.
Curtain hair went up, and
And we're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries. Everything a mystery. And right now we on tape 162, and we ain't got half of the mysteries that need to be told. So Elder, one thing we do know, the world listening on the international side is it's over 500,000 plus. And we said WCC, fear, it's higher than that, but we ain't going to tell you what it is. What is up with you, Dad, WCC? We don't worry about that. That's the way you feel about it, fine. But one thing we do know, I Elder get ready to tell you who's bringing this broadcast on tape 162. So it'll take your time while we read a couple of these memos. You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure, as I always say, to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And I always say that's a good thing, because these are the days that we really need the word of Yahweh. And I can tell you one thing from experience, those of you that listen, the more you begin to understand Yahweh's word and stay in the Bible, the more you will begin to notice there are certain things that will try to pull you away from his word. If it's not disturbances, it will be that of people's deception. And it is getting stronger as we speak now today. Almost three times in one day, I got approached with different things to pull you away from his teachings. The first was a lady of Esau vintage. Had crosses and all kinds of artifacts around her neck. And her thing was that she wanted to show everybody that these were for your protection. And she approached me. You want a cross for your protection? I says, well, what happens if you lose the cross? Do you lose your protection? And she says, yes, she does. Now, understand, a person of Esau vintage with the verbiage, they'll explain it in a way that you never heard before. It sounds like it has to be true. I says, well, if you lose that cross, you still have the belief, and that's what will save you in the end. She says, well, I have my rosary beads. I says, okay, what do you do with those? You know, I say my prayers, okay. Do you read the Bible? Yes, I do. I says, okay, well, how many times do you have to say that prayer before the Mighty One hears it? I say, in your case, you count the beads until you get to the end and your prayers are finished. She said, I never heard that verse before. I had to bring it to her from the Bible. She never heard it before, yet instead she's selling religious artifacts. Then, again, approached by one of the preachers. Some of the things that you run into is so outrageous that if you didn't know the word of Yahweh, you would be wanting to run up a tree. Now, most of us know, hey, you're from the tribe of Judah, you're from the tribe of Manasseh, Esau. You know what tribe you're from if you do your study and your homework. One brother approached me and had nerve enough to say, do you know they made a mistake? We're not from the tribe of Judah. We're from the tribe of Ephraim. So I had to go in a book again. You know, if you don't have a book with you, you better have a mind that remembers just about everything. But if somebody's out there waiting to trip you up, that's why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast, trying to word you up in the word of Yahweh so you will be ready for these dark times of bad teaching, Christianity, and loud bumps of gums. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast that comes to you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost about Yahweh's words. Connecting the Bible books, as we usually do, for your biblical education, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have mine. This information you came to seek and have to look no further. You've now found that and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online that starts at 2 to 5 until temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. This can be used by entering tribeyada.com on any search line. And after you click enter, look for the big lion. Right up in that lion, you'll see some choices, and one will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu. But after choosing that, again, you'll see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, your kindred to the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the scriptures we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. We even have a calendar while you're there. Check the calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is available during our live broadcast time. We get there by entering three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. And click that red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into the live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribeyadah@gmail.com. The other is yadahisrael@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah Online. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. But when calling this number, do not call trying to teach. You will only receive a discouraging dial tone. Remember, I mentioned the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. Be at peace with many, but nevertheless have one counselor over a thousand. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we'd like to ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, he's usually pretty busy with the WCC. The New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, announcing many memos, as most of us have seen. And now, in addition to that, even the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. You will only get a discouraging dial tone. Also, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our today's program, you can catch the entire recorded show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, once again, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. and just choose the program that you will be logging into for any previous day at that point that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we're listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, look for the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. And you'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education and online area to discuss any of the on the table topics. During our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs along with Seer Israel writing a shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And a broad talk ends before teaching time. We will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But when given the scriptures to read by this year, one thing we have to remember as a group. As a group, we always have to be quick to hear and slow to speak. So the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly. Remember, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah and not that of confusion, as reminded us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all churches or covenants of the saints." As we're doing this, we always keep the scriptures in mind. But when you're trying to win that bump the gums contest, especially with those wild talkers, you miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. See, they have forgotten we're rehearsing the righteous act to learn Yahuwah's words. So we can start to do that. We'll turn our program over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Chapter 10, verse number 19 says, "But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in the same hour what ye shall speak."
So we're clear that don't worry about, all you got to do is listen and see what what's on agenda and go from there. That's all you gotta do, L. So just when they come before you and tell you, you know, Joseph is the lead tribe and the one that call African American Negroes today and blacks and colors, they are from the tribe of Judah, I mean from the tribe of Joseph. And that's a great thing. So that means you gotta put on your teaching mode and see who the Bible supports that. That's all. Because one thing about it, you watch the characteristics of whatever it is through the pages of the book, you'll know when a snake is moving around or a tiger. You can tell, you might not know the name of it, say, well, what is this? What is that thing right there? That thing is a snake. Oh, you see what he do? He crawls around. What is that thing right there on them four legs? That's a tiger. You know the difference of whatever it is. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, what do Luke 12:12 say? Come on.
Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 says, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say.
See, the righteous spirit will teach you, and the righteous spirit is not going to steer you wrong. And now we see our mother D.F. Israel finally came to the network, so we are, she's coming on stage for tape 162. Then we find Mother D.F. Israel and bring her in. And make sure you got some books ready to go and all that good stuff. Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahshua Judah. Yahshua be to that Seroya.
Yahshua bless you, Seer Israel of Seroya. Hallelujah, Yahshua.
Hallelujah, right. All right. Well, one thing we know, one thing, the mother's ready to go, and that's a good thing. So, Elder, we know you just got through making some profound statements about a lot of things, and we took a little notes about these. You said the woman had the prayer beads and all that good stuff. So let's see if we examine a couple of them things that you just got through saying, Elder. Let's see if we examine a few things that we just got to hear you say. And let's see, can we take a look according to scripture on some things that you just got to saying that you came encounter with. Let's open up in Exodus chapter 20 there, Elder McHugh. Now, the children of Israel was given a message. They just came out of Egypt, so he got them out of Egypt, got them all stretched out a little bit. So the Almighty finally got them all stretched out. So he's going to tell Moses time to talk to the children of the book. Let's see what he said that we can read in Exodus chapter 20, verse number 1 and 4. What did he say? Hey, Elder Mr. Tibbs, what did the Almighty say to Moses the seer, because Moses was the Yahuwah at that time, and Aaron was the seer. But Yahuwah going to tell Moses some things, and let's see if we find out what he had to say in Exodus 20, verse 1 and verse 4. What did he say, Elder? You on the clock, come on.
Looking at the book of Exodus, chapter 20, reading verses 1 and verse 4. Verse 1 says, and Yahuwah spake all these words, saying, 4, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did Almighty say not to do, Elder? Now, help those see out. Now, what did the Almighty tell Moses, tell the children of Israel, what not to do in verse 4? According to verse 4, break that verse down in verse 4 there.
Well, you got a couple of things it says don't do, and all of them pertain to idol worshiping. No grave image, any images of anything that is represented in heaven, anything that is represented in the earth beneath, or any image that was represent something under the water, which I've seen them do.
Mm-hmm. So the Almighty said that. So he said, Moses, you tell the children of Israel, don't you do that. Now, he's not talking to the other nations. The other nations didn't have the mighty one with them. He was talking to tell the children of Israel. Now, let's go a little further in the book of Leviticus 26. And we're going to Leviticus 26, 1, 2, and 3. But see, that talk continues in Leviticus 26, verse 1, 2, and 3. Elder Mr. Till, what it says in Leviticus 26, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Leviticus 26, reading verse 1, 2, and 3. 1 says, you shall not make you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land, or bow down unto it, for I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh. 2. You shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Yahweh. 3. If you walk in my statutes or Torah instructions and keep my commandments and do them.
Mm-hmm. So again, the Almighty is giving instructions to Moses to tell the children of Israel what not to do. But if they don't listen, let's go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 25. Let's see what he got written. If they don't listen now, Elder, we're going to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 25. But before you read that, Mother E, before you read that, Elder, let's see what the conversation going on that we can read and Deuteronomy 1, verse 1. Hey, Mother E, can you help those three out and tell us what's going on in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1, Mother E? What's going on that we can read?
The book of Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1. These be the words which Moses speaks unto all Israel on this side of Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain.
Stop right there. Hold on there, Mother. That's all we need. So Mother E, I'm going to ask you a question. According to verse 1, when you read the book of Deuteronomy, who is Moses addressing this letter to, this message to, according to the first three lines in verse number 1? Who is he talking to, Mother?
He was speaking to all Israel.
Excellent. That's what he's doing, Mother. Excellent. All Israel. And now, Moses is talking to all Israel, and what did he say? And verse 8, to all Israel, all 12 tribes. Now, what you mean, WCC? How do you know it's 12 tribes? Well, WCC, the reason why we know it's 12 tribes because Mother G of Israel going to just go to 49, 28, and take care of you real quick and get right back on what we on. Hey, Mother G of Israel, let's go through the Romans 49, 28, because you know, everybody now is called the Jew. But let's find out in the book of Genesis 49, 28, Mother. Let's see what's going on that we can read there. Come on.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is it, that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them.
Mm-hmm. So when we read all Israel, a mother, D.F. Israel, so we got a verse. If we put in 12 tribes of Israel there, and they said, well, all Israel could mean something else. But in this case, it's talking about 12 tribes. Do we got a verse to back it up in 49, 28, Mother. See, one thing about it, we got to boldly step out of here, but we can't step out of here boldly unless we know how to get to what we need to work with. Because, see, when you bold teach all these 12 tribes of Israel in Exodus chapter 1:1-3, and they're going to say, well, it ain't in there like WCC, the World Council of Churches, said it ain't in there. Then you hit them there. Then you give them a precept, mother, in the book of Joshua. You give them a precept, mother. Then you go on about your business. You can go to Joshua chapter 4:2-4 and give them a precept, mother, D.F. Israel. See, sooner or later, the six anointed camps going to make the old seer get happy. And I'm going to hear some progressive teaching coming out. Progressive. Otherwise, step on out there, but have the bix to go behind it and deliver the knockout blow. When they say, well, that ain't in there, you say, okay, hold that point of your mouth. And we're going to Joshua chapter 4:2-4. What did it say there, Mother D of Israel, Joshua? Joshua chapter 4, verse 2.
Take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe, and a man. Verse 4. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe, amen.
You see that? See that? So that's how you see. That's how you hit the World Council of Churches right in the mouth. Boom! Hit them right in the mouth and keep going on. See, that's how you do it. You know, sooner or later, I'm going to get that report from one of these six anointed camps and say, you know, I just got through hitting. I've been hitting, I went to a community setting. And I won't hit him in the mouth in grand style. So, yeah, tell me about it. So this is going to happen. But like I said, again, we got to set the stage like we're doing right now. So, Mother E. So now we clear that when all Israel, in this case, means the 12 tribes of Israel. So now what do you want the 12 tribes of Israel to know in verse 8? Deuteronomy 1:8. What do we want all of the 12 tribes of Israel to know in verse 8? Deuteronomy 1:8. Come on, Mother.
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 8. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore unto your father, Abraham, Isaac, Israel, to give unto them and to their seed after them.
See, mean bloodline, Mother. So this is a bloodline conversation. Get down to verse 23 and add all that up, Mother. Add all that up in verse 23.
Okay. Verse 23. And the saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe.
You see that? 12 men. So 12 men of the tribe of Israel, that was going on. So, Elder, be clear. So when we read the book of Deuteronomy, Elder, Mr. Chills, this message is for the children of the 12 tribes of Israel. So now we're going to paint that picture real good. Now we're going back to see what he says to the 12 tribes of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy. This is what he said, Elder, 28 verse 1 of Deuteronomy 1 and 2. Now, with that picture in mind, so when you read the book of Deuteronomy, he's talking to the 12 tribes of Israel, and at this time, they all got a blessing. What did he tell them that we can read in 28 verse 1 and 2 of Deuteronomy? What did he say, Elder? Mr. Taylor, what did he say? Mr. Tiff, what do you say? Mother D of Israel, grab that verse, Mother D of Israel.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken, listen diligently unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to observe and to do all his Torah instructions, which I command you this day, that Yahweh, your Yahweh, will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. Verse 2. And all these
hold
lessons.
That part. Hold that part. Let me read on what this memo is saying. A lot of days saying, see, you're not just going to embarrass us with all these listens we got. And you know somebody got to get mute behind that. Well, one thing about it, you know, this broadcast is aimed for the six anointed camps, Latter-day Saints. And we know you got the power to mute whoever you want whenever you get ready. So, Elder, you will be muted out of this broadcast, tape 162. That's the way they roll. Okay, good. But the same token, we still going to answer the question. We got enough on the table to continue. Verse 2, read it. Mother.
Verse
28,
two.
Verse
Deuteronomy.
2.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 2. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you shall hearken, listen unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So who is this you, hey mother, who is this he talking to? Who is all this, all these blessings going to come upon you and overtake you? Who is the you we talking about, mother, day up Israel? I mean, I can stand up boldness every now and then to tighten up the you in there. You know, I mean, with just no problem. I mean, with that missing the beat. Who is the you we talking about, mother, day up Israel?
The 12 tribes of Israel.
The 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Excellent. So what did he say to the 12 tribes of the children of Israel in verse 25?
Deuteronomy chapter 28. Huh?
Verse 25. 28. Yeah, what, okay. what did he say there, Mother D.F. Israel? What did he say to all of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel in verse 25? Now, it's Moses talking to seer. Now, Moses is the Yahweh. Aaron is the seer. So this is what he's telling the whole 12 tribes of the children of Israel. He tells them something that we can read in verse 25. What did he say?
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 25. Yahweh shall cause you to be smitten before thine enemy. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth.
So you see that? So the 12 tribes of Israel, you've been told by the mouth of Moses, the Yahweh of that hour, and Aaron the seer, that you will be removed into all nations of the earth. You're going to be removed if you don't listen to what he got to say. Now, if you listen, you're going to be all right. But he also said in verse number 61, to all of the children of Israel, he said something to them in verse 61. What he said, we can read that, Mother D.F. Israel.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 61. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this Torah instruction, them will Yahweh bring upon you until you be destroyed.
You see that? You see that, children of Israel? Is they going to bring some sickness on you? You know, like, the sickness that you got right now, you see that bottle, all them white pills you got sitting all around there? You say, guess what? You're going to have to take all them pills. And all these sickness that is not written in the Bible, it's going to take hold to you if you don't listen, 12 tribes of Israel. Then he says in 64, something else. What he say in verse 64 there, Mother Day of Israel? What he say in 64?
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 64. And Yahweh shall scatter you among all people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there you shall serve others, false Yahweh, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone.
You see that? Now he said you will be serving wood and stone. Now you will be serving wood and stones, and that wood is going to be the crop. What the young lady met Iola with, they're going to have a cross, and they're going to tell you, well, you know, this cross will save you. And Iola said, well, suppose you lose the cross. What will happen then? So now they, but it's already told about the children of Israel. But other nations made it believe that. But the children of Israel should not fall for the cross. The cross will not save the nation of Israel. It might have saved them, the other people. It might save them because they got somebody that's in the blessing business. Hey, Mother. Hey, Mother E. They got somebody else will help you out if you go contrary to the book. So you got somebody else that you know, it will work. But we got to find, hey, Mother E, let's find out who this is. That if you serve, if you got a conversation about a cross and some rosemary beads can help you, and we just find out that don't work like that. Matter of fact, D.F. Israel, give me 218 Habakkuk. And I'm going to meet you, Mother E, in Matthew chapter 4. Have that waiting on me, Mother. But Mother D.F. Israel, I need to get a little bit more. Go to a Becker because a seer, you got to get a seer saying something too, because he has to burn a lot of midnight oil on this stuff right here. So we go on to a Becker chapter 2, verse 18, and see what the man of Yahweh say behind this. What he says in 218 there, Mother Dear of Israel, Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 18.
Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 18. What profit the graven image that the maker thereof has graven it, the molten image, and a teacher of lies that the maker of his work trusted therein to make dumb idols?
Wait a minute, Mo. Anybody got a cross or any likeness, anything like that, made up like that? That's what again, according to the CN 218?
Dumb idols.
Dumb idols. So all that rosemary beads and them crosses around your neck is nothing but dumb idols. And all the ones going to give you a blessing on them dumb idols for being contrary to what is told by the seer from the mouth of Yahweh's minister spirit. We're going to Luke chapter 4 there, Mother. Hey, Mother. Mother E. Let's see what's going on. We can read in Matthew chapter 4. Verse 4. Let's start at verse 4 there, Mother. Hey, Mother E, we're going to start at Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. What can we read, Mother E? Come on.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, read. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. Read on.
Well, I'm having a little problem there hearing you there, Mother.
Oh.
But I heard you say I heard you said some pretty good stuff. I'm about to make a little adjustment. They say they're making a little adjustment on my microphone right now. Now, that was a pretty powerful statement you just made, Mother. That was
Yeah, he said he was having some problem with his mic.
Hey, Mother E, you read verse number 4, verse 4. Can you explain that, Mother E, what you just got through reading, 4, verse 4?
It is good. Man shall not live.
Hold on a minute, Mother. The big dignitaries has got a muke on you right now, but now you should be ready. Now, Mother E, you just got through reading verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Can you expound on what you just got through reading, according to the lesson that's been taught so far? What is saying before verse 4 there, Mother E?
I don't know. No.
Mother D of Israel, and 4 verse 4, can you help those see out why Mother E kind of get up slippers out and tell everybody around, kind of hold on as though close to 600,000 people listening on the network. So Mother D of Israel, what it says in 4 verse 4, can you help those say out what's going on in Matthew's 4 verse 4?
I can hear Mother E. Matthew,
okay,
4
good.
Verse.
I'm good. I hear Mother E too. But the WCC said they hear in background noise too.
Matthew chapter 4,
so
verse 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, read verse 4.
But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh.
Oh, so man do not live by rosemary beads, crosses on the neck. What do man live by, Mother, in verse 4?
Every word of Yahweh.
That what man live by?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Now, Mother E, so we clear that if anybody approach you with crosses on the neck, rosemary beads, we know exactly to take them to what do man live by. Man live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. Is that right, Mother E?
That's true.
Is that right, Mother E?
That's true. Yeah.
That's true? Okay, because you know, sometimes you go places and they got their rosemary bead and they got, the preacher got his cross all around his neck and all in the background, the crosses is everywhere. It's everywhere, but we just found out that man don't live by none of that, that wood and stone stuff. What do man live by, Mother?
By every word.
According to 4 verse 4. According to Proverbs 4, what do man live by, my
man live by Man live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh.
But what happened next in verse 5? In Matthew 4, verse 5, what happened next, Mother?
Then the devil take him up into a righteous city, a holy city, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him,
he took it.
If thou be the son of God.
That's good. That's good. So now the devil is working with him a little bit. And what did the devil say to him in verse 8?
Verse 8. Okay. Again, the devil taking him up into a exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the greatness of them.
Uh-huh. And what did he say in verse 9?
Okay. Verse 9. And said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Verse 10.
No, hold on with that, Mo. We're going to talk on that for a minute. Found out that Satan and what kind of business Satan is. He in the blessing business too.
Right.
See, when you're contrary to what the Almighty got on the table, Satan kicks in. Now we've been told, the children of Israel, not to deal with idols, graven images, standing images, stone, rosemary beads, and crosses on the neck. We've been told not to deal with it. But then the counterbalance of Satan, the devil, says, if you do things contrary and fall down and worship me, let's see what he says, Mother. Let's see what he says by going to Luke chapter 4. Because it's a conversation going on, Mother. We're trying to tie this conversation in with what the elder brought to the table about these rosemary beads and all these crosses and stuff like that. We want to find out where you got them things or who are you really serving. So in Luke chapter 4, Mother E.
Okay.
Can you pick it up at verse number 5?
Matthew 6. Luke chapter 4.
Yeah, well, we're going to 5 through 7. We're going to Luke chapter 4, verse 5 down to verse 7.
Luke chapter 4, verse 5 through 7. Verse 5.
Yeah.
And the devil taking him up into a high mountain, showing unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Verse 6. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the greatness of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whom soever I will, I give it. Verse 7. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine.
No. So now Satan just said, if you worship him, all this will be yours. Now, what did the Almighty tell us not to worship was wood and stone? He said, leave it alone. Otherwise, rosemary beads and crosses and standing images that go and see statues and kiss the feet, kiss the pink off the statue's feet. They do that into the Roman Catholic Church. Statues, five-pointed stars, and all that kind of stuff. So that is an act of Satan the devil. And what we just heard, if you ignore what the scriptures are saying and worship me, he would bless you. So Satan in the blessing business, if you contrary to what's written in the Bible. So when you catch somebody wearing the crosses around the neck, that means they may not know. So it's up to us to show them that this is not the will of the Almighty, because the crosses on the neck do not represent him. And if you got one on your neck, get rid of it off your neck, because it don't represent him. It represent contrary to the Mighty One. So, Mother D.F. Israel. So now we're going to read something and see if we tie it in. Let's go to Isaiah 29 there, Mother D.F. Israel. We're going to Isaiah 29, 9 through 13. What is it that we can read in Isaiah chapter 29, 9 through 13? What is it say, Mother D.F. Israel? You're on the clock. Come on.
Isaiah chapter 29, 9 through, what, 13?
13. Yes, ma'am. 9 to 13. What does it say?
Isaiah chapter 29, verse 9. Stay yourselves and wonder. Cry you out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. Verse 10. For Yahweh has poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep and has closed your eyes. The seers, is that the seers? The teachers and the rulers, the seers,
How about using shepherd there with no problem with that thumbing all around? But you want to thumb all around, you go ahead. But how about just using a one word like the bishops, the shepherds? But you want to thumb it all around, just put in what you want to put in, and I'll correct you. Come on.
Well, he's got two in him. Okay. Let me go back to 10. For Yahweh has poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep and has closed your eyes. The shepherds and your rulers, the shepherds have he covered. Verse 11. And the vision of all this become unto you as the word of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this,
mm-hmm.
I pray.
Hold your point. Let's hold that point there, Mother. Let's find out exactly what is they saying. What word is they using? Hey, Marie, let's find out what word they using and what word they using so we can be clear on tape number 162. Hey, Mother E, back up to Jeremiah 25. Mother E, let's see what words they're using that we can just really can just sink our reading in. Jeremiah 25, pick up verse 34. 34 down to verse 36. Let's see what word they're using with no problem whatsoever. Jeremiah 25, 34 down to verse 36. Come on, Mother.
Okay, book of Jeremiah, chapter 25, verses 34 to 36. Jeremiah, chapter 25, verse 34. Call, you shepherd, and cry, and wallow yourself in the ashes, you prince of the flock, for the day of your slaughter. And of your the very palm of coming, of conflict. And you shall talk, and you shall fall like a pleasant stuff. Verse 35. And the shepherd shall have no way to flee, nor the prince of palace of the flock of Israel. Verse 36. A voice of the cry of the shepherd and a howling of the prince of the flock shall be heard, that the Yahweh has for their help.
So when something is contrary, who is Yahweh is talking about he got a problem with, Mother? According to what you just got through reading, who he got a problem with that he wants you to howl because I'm really mad at who? Who is he mad at? Is he mad at the seers? Or he mad? Who is he mad at that we can read?
Against the shepherd.
Oh. So write that word down, because when he mad, he mad at the shepherd. Let's get a second witness, Mother. Let's go to 34 of Ezekiel. So when he mad, when he talking mad at somebody from the book, he's talking about the shepherds. Now, but they might have any word there, but you will be clear how to precept your Bible back to Ezekiel 34. Let's see what it says in Ezekiel 34. We're looking at verse 1 and 2. Let's see what it says in Ezekiel 34, verse 1 and 2. Let's be clear about what he's saying. Ezekiel 34, 1 and 2. Ezekiel 34, verse 1 and 2. What you're saying there, Latter-day Saints, we going to mute Mother E. We don't like the way this is going. Mother D of Israel, but it might be a long night. I don't know. Might be a long night. Hey, Mother D of Israel, hold that point. Let's back up to 34. Let's and look at verse 1 and 2. Mother D of Israel.
Ezekiel,
I got a strange this might go.
Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 1 and 2. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 2.
Right.
Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus says Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Unto the shepherds. Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherd feed the flock?
So whenever, hold on, Mother. So Mother dear of Israel, so whenever thing we see is, when we word it up, when we see is, it's a problem with that leadership, I don't care what name is there, but who is Yahweh is mad at that we can read?
The shepherds.
Okay, good. Keep that in your mind. Now skip down to verse number 7 and what it says in 7.
Ezekiel 4, verse 7. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh.
So you see what he's saying? So when he ain't feeling, when he ain't hearing the right thing, verse 9 and 10, listen good, Mother, because we want to make sure we thoroughly take care of it without falling all around. I don't care if we see this name seer 10 times. We know what to put there smoothly. 9 and 10, come on. 9, 10 down to verse 12. 9 all the way down to verse 12. Let's make a meal out of it real quick. 9 down to verse 12.
Ezekiel 34, verse 9 to 12. Verse 9. Therefore, O you shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. Verse 10. Thus says Yahweh, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at thine hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherd feed themselves anymore, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. Verse 11. For thus says Yahuwah, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. Verse 12. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all the places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day.
So now when we do go back, read verse 8, 34:8. So when we do go back to where we was at now, we want you to make those things happen. When we go back to when we fumbling around, what's going on, we got to recognize when he mad or he happy. Verse 8, 34 verse 8.
Ezekiel 34, verse 8. As I live, says Yahuwah, surely because my flock became a prey and my flock became meat to the every beast, the shepherd of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock, but the shepherd fed themselves and fed not my flock, Israel.
So now we clear how to make a note when Yahuwah is mad. He's talking about them shepherds that got him mad, mother. So we clear how to use that in grand style, mother. That who he mad
yeah.
at? When he closed somebody's eyes, he closed the eyes of who?
The shepherd.
Now let's go back and read that verse. So now we're going back to where we was at, mother. Now we're going back now, and we're going to fully, educate this national audience that when he mad and start closing eyes, if he close the seer's eyes, we in trouble, big trouble. But if he closes these old shepherds' eyes and make these shepherds get all excited, like the WCC, the Latter-day Saints, and the Roman Catholic Church, that's them shepherds over there. See, we going to close their eyes in grand style through these lessons about this cross and wood and stone. We going to close their eyes a little bit. Because we know in all that three of their organizations, you can't walk straight without bumping into a statue or some graven image, rosemary beads. Out there selling rosemary beads and crosses and statues everywhere. So this really is a damnation against them, So we got to bring it in grand style. So now, mother, now we're going back to where we was at, and they got a memo saying, we'll let Mother E read a little bit more, cause we see we gonna catch you in something tonight. Well, we'll see what you catch the old C in something tonight. We'll find out. Now, let's go back to where was at, mother, and let's see, can you fully walk through them verses that you was at? And I forgot where you was at, but you was Isaiah 29, verse 9 through 13. Let's see, can you fully just walk on through that in grand style, like hot butter with a sledgehammer? Come on.
Isaiah 29,
9 through 13. Come on again, Mother D of Israel. The whole world is listening. Come on.
Isaiah chapter 29, verse 9 to 13. Verse 9. Say yourselves and wonder, cry you out, and cry. They are drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. Verse 10. For Yahuwah has poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and has closed your eyes, the shepherd, and your ruler, the shepherd, has he covered. Verse 11. And the vision of all is become unto you as the word of a book that is sealed, which men, the shepherd, deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he said, I cannot, the shepherd, for it is sealed. Verse 12. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, the shepherd, saying, read this, I pray you. And he said, the shepherd, I am not learned. Oh, they cut me off too.
Am I deep, Israel?
I'm here.
Hallelujah, bro. Yeah, I am too. I'm getting hit on every side, no doubt about it. All right. So now you. So we clear. We know how to use that word properly. When something is not lining up, we know exactly what to do. Now, Mother E, we're going to run to Mark chapter 7, verse 6 through 9 and 13. Mother E, what it says in Mark chapter 7, verse 6 through 9 and 13? You on the clock, come on.
Yeah. Okay.
Mark chapter 7. 6 through 9 and 13.
Mark chapter 7, 6 through 9 and 13. Mark chapter 7, verse 6. He answered and said unto them, Will has Isaac prophesied of you, hypocrite, as it is written, this people honor me with their lips, but their mind is far from me. Verse 7. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Verse 8. For laying aside the commandments of Yahweh, you hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things you do. Verse 9. And he said unto them, full well you rejoice because you reject the commandments of Yahweh, that you may keep your own tradition. Verse 13. Making the word of Yahweh of none effect, though you through your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like things do you.
So you see they do, Mother E? They reject the word of Yahweh, Mother E, with their own traditions. The Almighty tell you no wood, stone, crosses, rosemary beads, and they rejected all that. They reject all that, Mother. That's what they do. They put all that to the side. Now let's see what the Almighty is saying, Mother E. We're going to check on what the Almighty is saying.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to the book of Wisdom of Solomon. We're going to Wisdom of Solomon chapter 16. And we're going to look down at verse 10. And we'll read a little bit. Take it down to verse 12. So what we're going to do, Mother, we're going to look at Wisdom of Solomon, the wisest man that the Almighty has made. And we're going to see what he says that we can read in the 16th chapter, verse 10, 11, and 12. What do you say, Mother, that we can read?
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 10, 11, and 12. Verse 10. But they, but thy son, not a very piece of venomous dragon overcome. He was by them and healed them. Verse 11. For they were quick that they should remember thy words and were quickened faith that not finally into deep
verse 12. What verse 12 say? Are you in a Wisdom of Solomon 16?
It's Wisdom of Solomon 16, but I can't. Sometimes need glasses. I can't see.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, hold that, Mother. I'll tell you what. Give me Psalms 107, verse 20. And Mother, D up Israel, seeing you swing out of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, 10 through 12. I tell you what, Mother. Let's go to Psalms 107, verse 20. Let's find out, do wood and stone get you right? Or is it something else that gets you right? Let's go to Psalm 107, verse 20.
The book of Psalms, 107, verse 20. The book of Psalms, chapter 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
Yeah. So, Mother, so what heals you? What heals you? Do rosemary bees, kissing on the cross, hanging on your neck? What heals you, Mother, according to Psalm 107, verse 20?
The word.
No. So he sent what to heal you? What did he send to heal you, Mother, according to verse 20?
He sent his word. And healed them.
What that word did?
It healed them.
It healed them, huh? All right. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So now, the word heal you. Not if you forget to bring your cross, if you forget to bring your rosemary beads, the word heal you. Now, our Mother D up Israel. In the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 10 down 12, can you help those see out what it says in Wisdom of Solomon 16, 10 down to verse 12? Mother, D.F. Israel, come on.
The Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verses 10 to 12, verse 10. But your son, not the very teeth of venom, dragons overcame. For your mercy was ever by them and healed them. Verse 11. For they were picked that they should remember your words and were quickening, saved that not falling into deep forgetfulness, they might be continuously mindful of your goodness. Verse 12. For it was neither herb nor mortifying plaster that restored them to health, but your word, O Yahuwah, which heal all things.
Yeah. Yeah. So if somebody show up, Mother Dear up Israel, with some rosemary beads or a cross in their hands, is that what you're looking for to heal you, Mother Dear up Israel?
No. No.
What you looking for to heal you?
The word of Yahuwah.
What you looking for to heal you?
The word of Yahuwah.
You see that, Mother? So you ain't going to get caught up with those that got the big crosses and the rosemary beads. And like the elder said, suppose you walk off and leave it, that means you won't be blessed? Today, not it. But we just find out what works is not them idols.
Mm-hmm.
That was made with them dumb things. What heals
mm-hmm.
you is the word. Now,
mm-hmm.
that's real nice. Now, Mother E, now we're going back and run something else down, because that cross you got in your hand, I don't know what it represents according to the Bible. We're going to find out. Let's go to Acts 13, Mother E. And we're going to find out in Acts 13, let's find out, can that cross stand up with the eyewitness in the Bible on what you're supposed to have? We found out night boy that word, really. But in Acts chapter, let's go to 5 first. Hey, Mother E, we're going to Acts chapter 5.
Okay.
We'll look at verse 12 and skip down to 29 and 30. Let's find out exactly what's going on, Mother. Acts 5, 12, 29, and verse 30. Help the OC out, Mother. You know, they got a lot of stuff going on in the network, but we're going to swim all through the muddy waters. Acts 5, 12, 29, and 30. Mother E, you on the clock. Come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 12, 29, and 30. Book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's court. Verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostle answered and said, we ought to obey Yahuwah rather than man. Verse 30. The Yahuwah of our father raised up Yahuwah the son, whom you slew and hanged on a tree.
What? You mean they was all gathered together with one accord? And the conversation was going on that, and they said to those that was the eyewitness to the shepherds, the big dignitaries, they done what, Mother? What they do in verse 30?
They said they verse 30. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Yahuwah, our father, raised up Yahuwah the son, whom you slew and hang on a tree.
You want to hang on the cross, Mother?
No, he's hanging on the tree.
No. But all our life, we see those that got the cross in their hand and say the blessing and kissing the cross and the cross, all this, it every place you ever go to worship at, you see crosses all over the place. But that's hey, Mother E, Mother D up Israel, what is that again in Habakkuk 2:18? When we see these things, what is that we looking at, Mother D up Israel, in Habakkuk 2:18?
Okay. Let me see. Let me get back there.
So, see, we have to, the six anointed camps, now you have to be able to be, you got to be right on this thing right here. So when we go on, somebody inviting you someplace, and you go on some places, you have to be clear that what you just walked into a place of what, mother? Habakkuk 2:18.
Habakkuk chapter 2:18. What profit the graven image that the maker thereof has graven it, the molten image, and a teacher of lies that the maker of his works trusted therein to make them dumb idols?
So, Mother D.F. Israel, when you're making these rosemary beads and crosses, and you walk into that establishment, what is that all according to scripture that's going on in that place?
Dumb idols.
Now you see that, Mother. Mm-hmm. So you got to watch the ones you turn your toes, that one eye Satan to. And if you see any signs of that, that can't be Yahuwah there. That's dumb idols. And dumb idols
that's
come
right
from Satan the devil.
Mm-hmm.
See, we got to be clear. And when we looking at these things, and remember the churches we went to back in the days, and they were numbered a bunch of dumb idols. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
no Yahuwah there. That was called ignorance from Satan the devil, showing you a blessing coming through dumb idols. It don't work like that. Now,
mm-hmm.
Mother E, now we go on to Acts 13, verse 29 and 30. Hey, Mother E, we going to look at, see, we want to walk it down because we want to make sure that the six anointed camps spot these things and have the scriptures to back it up. Acts 13, 29 and 30.
Mm-hmm.
Mother E, what does it say?
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 29 and verse 30. Verse 29. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre. Verse 30. But Yahweh raised him from the dead.
They took him down from what, Mother?
The sepulchre. I guess I'm saying it right.
They took him down from what, Mother?
Took him down from the tree.
They took him down from what, Mother, again? Say it again.
From the tree.
From
the tree.
Mm-hmm. So when they show up, Mother E, and you see the crosses around their neck, they number a dumb idol, Mother. Because the one you trying to serve was taken down from a what, Mother, that you can read?
A tree.
You reading it out of your Bible, Mother?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Let's go to Galatians chapter 3, Mother E. We're going to Galatians chapter 3. And we'll look at verse number 1.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 1.
Yeah, verse 1. Then skip down to verse 10 and 13.
Okay. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who has
mm-hmm.
hit you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Yahweh the Son has been evidently set forth, crucified among you.
Mm-hmm. Hold that part, Mother. Read that verse again one more time, Mother.
Okay.
And Mother D.F. Israel, help me. Mother D.F. Israel, help me. Surah 425, have that waiting on me. Read that again, Mo 3:1.
Okay. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes that was the Son has been evidently set forth, crucified among you?
Hey, mother eat? Well, what they call you when you don't obey the truth? That's right. That's right, mother. See, mother, you have to be able to recognize who is foolish and what makes you a fool when you don't obey the what, mother?
When you don't obey the word.
When you don't obey the truth, mother. When you don't obey the truth, that makes you foolish. That's all. When you don't obey the truth, that makes you foolish. Mother D of Israel, what does it say about that truth that we can read in 425 of the rock by the seer? What does it say that, Mother D of Israel?
Sirach. Chapter 4, verse 25. In no wise speak against the truth, but be abonished of the error of that ignorance.
So, Mother D of Israel, when you speak against the truth, what he said that you are by the mouth of the seer?
Ignorant.
It's a what?
You are
but
ignorant.
But it's a what? It's an error on your part and you ignorant. It's an error on your part and you ignorant. Is that what we read, Mother? The Bible speaks real plainly if we just get our hammer going right, Mother. It's talking real plain. If you speak against the truth, it's an error. And it's due your ignorance. Say that or not?
Yes, that's what it reads.
That would read. Now, Mother, if we had to get some of that out like that, Mother, you know, you might get a little smile on those seals' faces. We can get a little that out. So anytime you speak against the truth, it is an error. And what did it say again?
Read it again.
What did it say again? It's an error and what else? And it makes you what? It's an error on your part and what?
It make you that ignorant.
When you do what?
Speak against the truth.
That's right. You know, somebody got to call it the way it is, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, when you speak against the truth, I mean, you just, you're an error. The Bible says one thing, and now go to Matthew 29, Mother. I want to get a precept on it. I don't see if I get a precept on that, Mother, in the 29th chapter of Isaiah. I mean, Matthew's.
Matthew.
I'm thinking we get a precept out of that. In Matthew 29, I'm going to try to put a precept with that, Mother.
Okay.
Because that's an arrow. And the 29th chapter. Ain't no 29 chapter in no. Make that Luke 29 then. I'm looking for 29. Make that Luke then. Yeah, I'm looking for Luke 22-29. Can I get a witness out of Luke? A precept of Luke 22-29?
Okay. Luke chapter 22 verses 29. Okay. Luke chapter 22, verse 29 reads, "And I appointed unto you a kingdom as my Father has appointed unto me."
Well, I guess I'm getting distracted, Mother, all over the place, but that ain't really what I wanted. I don't know, I'm getting distracted, you know, but I thought we'd be able to deal with it through distraction. I'm getting hit on every side, but that ain't really what I want. Could one of you mothers tell me what I'm really looking for? I want to precept that verse, and I swore it was in Matthew or Luke. 29, 22, 22, 29 or something. So I'm struggling. So right now, the old seal is struggling right now. I'm looking for a precept of that, mother.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm struggling all over the place now. Can anybody, remember, go back and read that verse again in Sirach 429. Read one more time. Read it one more time in 429. Then 29 of Matthew's, Mother E, had that waiting on me, Mother. 22 with 29. Read that verse one more time for some edifying. What it says in Sirach 4:25, Mother D.F. Israel?
Sirach chapter 4, verse 25. In no wise speak against the truth, but be admonished of the error of thine ignorance.
So that's an arrow. So that's an arrow when you speak against the truth. So that's an arrow, right? Now,
yeah.
Mother E, you're an arrow of what? Matthew's 22:29. What are you an arrow of when you speak against the truth that we can read, Mother E? 22:29 says what? Or Matthew.
The book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. Yeah. That was the thing the prophet said unto them, you do error, not knowing the scripture, nor the power of Yahweh.
Yeah. So when you speak against the truth, you err because you don't know the what, Mother? The scriptures. See, the scripture says don't speak against the truth. See, we have a problem to get caught in our traditions, and we'll speak against the word of Yahweh. We will say wood and stone if you pray the rosemary bees things, which is wood and stone, you got a blessing of Yahweh. That's speaking against the truth. That's an error in your way. Now, Mother E, in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 8, and Paul went visit the northern kingdom. And some Yahdah that was there. And what was said in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 8, Mother? 2 Corinthians 13, verse 8. What was said?
Let me get that. 2 Corinthians.
Chapter 13, verse 8.
2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 8. Well, we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth.
So, what is truth that we can read, Mother D.F. Israel? What is truth that we can read in 2 Timothy 3:15 down 18? What is the truth that we can read? 2 Timothy 3:15 down to verse 18. And Mother E, I meet you back over there in Galatians. We still wait on that verse 10 and 13. But we want to talk about this truth because we got to get this truth right. 2 Timothy 3:15 down to 18, Mother D.F. Israel, come on.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 to 17. Verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the righteous scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Yahweh the Son. Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
All scriptures is given by the inspiration of Yahweh and is profitable for doctrine, for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17. That the man of Yahweh may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
So, Mother, when we read Sirach 4:25, he said, no wise speak against the truth because you do this an arrow to your own ignorance. So
right.
when any preacher tell you that it's done away with, mother. Something ain't right there, Mother Day of Israel. That's an error. That's an error in their ways. Now, let's go back, Mother E. We going to get through this in grand style. Don't worry about it. Galatians chapter 3, verse 10. See, we have grasped the steering wheel on boasters when the wave is going all kind of ways, and we'll get you to dry land. Same thing about take number 162. We're going to get you there. Galatians chapter 3, verse 10 said what, Mother? Marie, what does Galatians 3:10 say?
The book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 10. For as many as of the work of the law are under a curse, but it is written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law, so instruct to do them.
Mm-hmm. 13.
13.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, 13. You said 13?
Verse 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Yahweh the Son has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree.
Hang on a what?
A tree.
So, Mother, all our lives, we've been saying crosses around the neck. We watch the Ten Commandments all day long with Charles and Heston. And we see all these crosses going on. Mother, if who's in the air? Who right? Is they right or is the Bible right? Who right?
The Bible.
And the Bible says that he was hung on what, Mother, according to Galatians 3:13?
He's hung on a tree.
Oh, yeah? But you're not saying that with energy, Mother. You're saying like you astonished. That what we're reading? Is we reading that?
It said Galatians 3:13 said, curses everyone that hangs on a tree.
On a tree?
That was wrong.
It ain't no cross. Ain't no cross that we walking around got to take with us for no blessing. This ain't got nothing to do with the Bible, do it, Mother.
No.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 21:23. Let's go to Deuteronomy 21:23. And Mother, dear up Israel, have me Galatians chapter 1:6-9. Deuteronomy, Mother, 21:23 says what?
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 21:23.
Pick up verse 22, make it sound good. Pick up verse 22, make it sound good.
22-23.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 21. Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 21. Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 22-23. Verse 22. And if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be to be put to death, and thus hang him on a tree. Verse 23. His body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is a curse of Yahweh, that they land He not decide which day Yahweh, your Yahweh, give thee for a inheritance.
So, mother, what happened to the cross, mother?
Wasn't no cross, it was a tree.
Mother D.F. Israel, I know you're getting ready to read Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 through 9, but I want to make a little slight detour and go to Joshua and see what it came from. I want to get a little slight detour, mother.
Okay.
And I want to come down to Joshua chapter 10 and pick up verse 21. Let's see what's going on, mother, that we can read. Where this conversation come from? Where all this coming from? And if you can't pronounce the name, just pronounce the first letter and keep it moving. Let's see what it says in 10:21 down to verse 26. Joshua 10, 21 to 26. What does it say?
Joshua chapter 10, verse 21 to 26, verse 21. And all the people returned to the camp to Joshua at Makkedah in peace. None moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel. Verse 22. Then said Joshua, open the mouth of the cave and bring out those five kings unto me out of the cave. Verse 23. And they did so, and brought forth those five kings unto him out of the cave, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Haran, the king of Jashemoth, the king of El, and the king of Eglon. Verse 24, and it came to
Good. Who was the first king that was hiding in the cage? They had them all hemmed up, and they was bringing out, mother. Who was the first king they was bringing out? The children of Israel bring out the first king. Who was that first king they was bringing out?
Oh, no.
The first king. In verse 23. The first king of bringing out verse 23. Read it.
Okay,
the
23. And they did so and brought forth those five kings unto him out of the cave, the king of Jerusalem.
Oh, so the first king. So that let you know, see, children of Israel, that word Jerusalem ain't got nothing to do with you. That name was already there before you got there. So now, the children of Israel, the first thing they bringing out is the king of Jerusalem. They ain't nowhere near Jerusalem.
Right.
So Jerusalem to you, it don't have, only barren Jerusalem have to you is where our history is. We brought the king of Jerusalem out of the cave, and then what happened next? So we got our hand on the king of Jerusalem right now. We got our hand on him. And what happened in verse 24?
24. And it came to pass when they brought out those kings unto Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel and said unto the captains of the men of war which went with him, come near, put your feet upon the neck of these kings. And they came near and put their foot upon the neck of them. 25. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of a good courage, for thus shall Yahweh do to all your enemies against whom you fight.
Good.
26. And afterwards, Joshua smote them and slew them and hanged them on five trees. And they were hanging upon the tree until the evening.
So Mother E, what happened to the cross, Mother?
No cross.
So where they're getting all this good hanging from is coming from the children of Israel. And the first one they put on a tree after they slew him and hung, they put the king of Jerusalem there. They put the children of Israel put the king of Jerusalem on a tree. They beat him up real good, smoked him up. Then he was already dead and then hung him again. So, you know, somebody read your records. That's all they did. They read your records and done the same thing after they got in power. We the ones started the hanging. But we had a law saying if we hang you, we can't leave you out there all night. I mean, before the morning, we got to get you down before the sunset. So they pulled that from here and tied it in another direction. See? So we haven't been able to catch all this stuff, Mother. This is the same thing we see going on now, and we heard about goes on in the little hit towns. They take you and hang you on a tree, but you stay out there. They just stay out there for weeks, but no, we didn't do that. We hung you and took you down before the sunset. So that's where that came from. Yeah, okay. Now, give me that Galatians now 1:6-9, Mother dear Israel. So we got to be able to soundly show that those who say the blessings is in the cross, and it ain't even got church's name, the Church of the Cross. You got to let them know that number dumb idol. You misleading the peoples of Israel. Now, if you got to put other nations mind. But if Israelites up in there, they don't go being nowhere among dumb idols. Crosses and rosemary beads made with men's and women's hands. No, that ain't not. That's an error through their ignorance. And it's our ignorance that we continue to follow that trace. Now, in Galatians chapter 1, 6-9, Mother D. F. Israel, what is it that we can read?
Galatians chapter 1, verses 6-9. Verse 6, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the mercy of Yahweh the Son unto another covenant. Verse 7, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the covenant of Yahweh the Son. Verses 8, but though we or any angel from heaven teach any other covenant unto you than that which we have taught unto you, let him be accursed. Verse 9. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man teach any other covenant unto you, then that we have received, let him be accursed.
Hey, Marie, you hear that, Marie? So if they invite you to a place and they got rosemary beads and crosses all in the place, the Church of the Cross, according to the Bible, they are a what, Marie? What are they, Marie?
A curse.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, curse, Marie.
Yeah,
regardless, it might be Uncle Buck. It might be Uncle Buck's church, Mother. But Uncle Buck, I'm going to tell you like it is. This is a cursed thing there. This is a cursed thing. That stuff that made with hands with rosemary beads and crosses all around the neck and crosses that kiss the cross and don't forget to take the cross with you. That's a cursed thing. Because you're not reading that out of the Bible. you read things and you put that in place of things that's not really there. But that's a curse. Mm-hmm. And then he said something else, he said something else. Matter of fact, John says something in Matthew chapter 3. Matthew's chapter 3, a statement was made, Mother E. But before you read Matthew chapter 3, like, Mother dear of Israel, what did Yahweh the Son says in 5:17 down to verse 19? Matthew's 5:17-19. What did Yahweh say?
Matthew chapter 5, 17-19.
Let's see what he say.
Okay. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 through 19. Verse 17. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the fears. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Verse 18. For truly I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law of 12 instructions, till all be fulfilled. Verse 19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least Torah instructions and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do so and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
So if you teach the law and do the law, you're going to be what, Mother?
You're going to be great in heaven.
But if you don't teach the law and do the law, you're going to be what?
You're going to hell.
You're going to be least in the kingdom. You're going to be mm-hmm. least in the kingdom. Then you're going to be in the fire. Today you're going to be in the fire. So the number one answer is, according to the scripture, you'll be least in fire. He said, I didn't come to change nothing but to fulfill it. So I have to fulfill something. So in Acts chapter 3, verse 18 and 21, what did he fulfill that we can read, Mother, D.F. Israel? What did he fulfill in Acts chapter 3, verse 18 and 21?
Acts chapter 3, verse 18. But those things which Yahweh before had shown by the mouth of all his seers, that Yahweh the Son should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Verse 21. Whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things which Yahweh has spoken by the mouth of all his righteous seers since the world began.
So the part he come to fulfill, according to verse 18, what part he come to fulfill, Mother, according to verse 18? Mother, what did he come to fulfill according to 3:18?
The thing that was shown by the mouth of the seer.
Yeah, that. Verse 3:18. What did he fulfill according to verse 3:18? His suffering part. His suffering part. In 3:18, what he fulfilled is the suffering. So he said, I came to fulfill the suffering part. I didn't come to change nothing on the table. Matter of fact, when he got here, he couldn't change the way John the Baptist was doing something, Marie, John the Baptist was doing something. He didn't come and change the way he came to fulfill the suffering part. So when he came on the earth, he didn't come to tell them get out the way, because we ain't gonna read his ministry, Mother D, up Israel until we get to 4:17. Matthew's put that to the side. So when he came, he was talking some good talk. And Matthew chapter 3, let's listen to this good conversation. You know, he ain't come and change nothing. So what it is. He know his ministry didn't start until some things happened for him. Let's see what's going on in the third chapter. It's a conversation going on, Mother. And Matthew chapter 3 is a conversation going on with the leaders. Pick it at verse 7. Matter of fact, read verse 6, make it sound good. Read 3, verse 6. We're going to take it down. We're going to take it down to verse number 12.
Okay. We're
going to Matthew 3, verse number 6, down to verse number, make it 10. 6 to 10 there, Mother. 6 to 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Matthew chapter 3, 6 down to verse 10. And Mother D up Israel, pick it up at verse number 11 down to verse 17. We're gonna learn something on the way of learning something. Because we found out one thing, that I ain't come to change whatever they was doing, because I had to get in where I can fit in at until his time came. Let's find out what the conversation going on, Mother. In Matthew chapter 3, verse, make it 5 down to verse 10. 5 down to verse 10, and Mother D up Israel had me 11 to 17. Come on.
Matthew chapter 3, verses 5 to 10. Verse 5. Then went out to him, Dr. Judah, and all. Then went out to him, Jerusalem, the southern kingdom, and all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees come to him to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Verse 8, bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance. Verse 9, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that Yahweh is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Verse 10, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the tree, Therefore, every tree which brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire.
No, that says every cross, Mother. That says every cross that don't do right. Is that what it said, Mother, in verse 10, every cross?
Every tree.
Oh, trees. All right. So now he's saying, look here, y'all come out here by thinking y'all Israelites and bloodline and you ain't got to do nothing. He said, no. He said, the axe is laid to the tree. And if you don't do right, you're going to be cast into the fire. Okay, good. Now, he been telling these old religious leaders something and verse number 11. He was clear about what he was doing. Now, Mother D of Israel, now he could tell the religious leaders about what he owned. And let's see this conversation coming on in verse number 11. Come on and read a little bit. Come on.
Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 to 17, verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the righteous spirit and with fire. Verse 12.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Mo. Hold on, Mo. What did John just say? What did he say he was doing? What did he say he was doing? And what did he say Yahweh the Son going to be doing in verse number 11? We just ain't going to read that and let it get past, Mother. What's going on in verse 11?
Verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water to repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the righteous spirit and with fire.
So what is he saying? So who is this water baptism, Mother? Who is the author of water baptism?
John.
And who is the author of baptism with, they call it, John said he's going to baptize you with what? The Holy Ghost and with fire. So who's the Holy Ghost baptism guy and fire? Who is this?
Yahweh the Son.
Oh, so when Yahweh the Son came, it was a little after his time, after he what? Hold that point. Let me see can I get pull a rabbit out there. Hold that point right there. Mother E, let's go to 4 verse 2. 4 verse 2. St. John, 1 and 2. 4 verse 1 and 2.
Okay. St. John.
St. John 4, 1 and 2. Yeah, 4, 1 and 2.
Okay. St. John chapter 4, verse 1.
Yeah, 1 and 2.
St. John chapter 4, verse 1. When therefore the Yahweh knew how the Pharisees had heard that Yahweh the Son made and baptism more disciples than John, so Yahweh himself baptized not but his disciples.
Read that again. Read verse 2 again.
St. John chapter 4, verse 2. So Yahweh himself baptized not but his disciples.
So did Yahweh didn't do what, Mother? What did Yahweh's Son didn't do?
He didn't baptize. His disciples baptized.
He didn't baptize nobody. But remember, these disciples is John disciples. Most of these are John disciples, and they stuck in the way of John's way of doing things. But Yahweh the Son, baptism was not the water. His baptizing is what again, Mother dear of Israel? What is Yahweh the Son way of baptizing, Mother?
He shall baptize you with the righteous spirit and with fire.
Let's get a case in point. Now, he's getting ready to go back to heaven, Mother, be up Israel. He's heading back to heaven now. Let's see what he says in Matthew 28, verse 18. Let's see what he says that we can read out of his mouth. In Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20, let's hear his instruction And hold that thought. Hey, Mother E, what it says in Isaiah 40, verse 8?
Verse 8. Okay. The book of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 reads, the grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our Yahweh shall stand forever.
The word gonna stand forever, Mother.
The word of Yahweh.
How long will the word stand?
Forever.
Oh yeah? Okay. Well, since we know that, and what is that verse? Can't get well. Your mother, help me out. What does that verse say? Man do not live by bread alone. We just got the reading. Now I know y'all know. Y'all got it. Man do not live by bread alone, but man live by what? Can y'all recall what verses that we read that at? We read that at? What man live by? Can you recall that in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4? Mother E?
Matthew 4, verse 4.
Yeah. Can you recall that verse in Matthew 4, 4?
No. Matthew 4, 4.
Yeah, read that. Read that again, Mother. 4, verse 4. And Mother, dear Israel, read me Luke 4, verse 4. Did we recall these verses?
Yeah.
Luke 4, 4. But Mother E, read me Matthew 4, 4.
Matthew 4, 4. But he answered and said, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh.
Mother D of Israel, Luke 4, verse 4.
Luke chapter 4, verse 4. And Yahweh the Son answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So whatever Yahweh said, is that the end of it, Mother?
That's the end of it.
Mothers? Okay, let's go to Matthew 28 then. Mother D up Israel. Let's go to Matthew 28. And Mother E had me Mark 16:15-16 waiting on me. We go off. Now we just heard something, right? Let's see what's going on in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18.
Okay. Matthew chapter 28, verse 17.
Verse 18.
And when they...
Matthew 28:18.
And Yahweh the Son came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Yeah.
Continue.
Okay. How much power we got, Mother?
All power.
Okay. And what do you say in 19 with all that power we got?
19. Go you therefore and teach all nations.
Teach all nations. Uh-huh.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father. And
Stop right there. Read that again. What was his order to do in verse 19 again?
Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father.
That's the order, Mother?
Yeah.
So he told after, hey, Mother E, give me Matthew 4:17. So after he got in control of this thing, after John time was up, because John made it plain in 1:31 that I must decrease and all that good stuff in St. John. So when he come, you know, it's gonna be a new sheriff in town. He said what he did, that's what he did. But now Yahweh giving instruction to the same one that followed John, became his disciples. He says, now this is what you do. I'm going back to heaven, and I'm going to watch y'all. I said the baptism now, according to what I'm saying, with all this power I got, is what we're again in verse 19, Mother? 28:19? Matthew?
Matthew 28:19. Go you, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of Yahweh the Father.
So the first thing you do before you, if you did want to put somebody in the water, but the Almighty instruction is for the one that follows his ministry is to do what first?
Baptize them in the name of the Father.
Teach. The first thing he tell them to do in verse 19 is to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he said, Mother, in 19?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Teach all nations. The first thing he said, the first thing you do is teach. Is that what we come on network and do, Mother, D.F. Israel?
Hallelujah. Why?
So in verse 19, the first thing he said, do what again, Mother? And make sure we're on the same page. What is his first order he give them before he head back to heaven in verse 19? Yeah. Emphasize what words? Yep.
Teach all nations.
Teach all nations. What?
Okay. Baptizing them in the name of Yahweh the Father.
Excellent. Now, you see that, Mother? That was instruction that he gave. He didn't give nobody no cross and none of that. Now, once you've been taught, now, if you decide you just want to go through the water thing, so be it. But the first thing his instruction was to do is what, Mother?
It's to teach the name. Yes,
yeah, teach. Teach about the name. Teach them about the name. Because in St. John 5:43, he said what? What did he say in 5:43? St. John 5:43.
To which one?
St. John 5:43. What did he say? Hey, Mother E, have me 14:1 of Revelation waiting on me, Mother E. And we're going to pause and bring Mother Z in and let her give a commentary and address the nation. What you say?
St. John.
Latter-day Saint. We took the muke off of the elder. We see we can't win. Yeah, I know you can't win, no way. Go ahead. What you read?
St. John chapter 5, verse 43. I am come in my Father's name.
Yes.
And you receive me not.
Yes.
If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive.
So he said, he told him to baptize him in the Father's name, and that's the name he came in, didn't he? He came in his Father's name, didn't he?
Hallelujah.
So if you're going to baptize, but you're going to teach them, you're going to teach them in what name? Mother E in 14 verse 1. Mother E, what name you going to teach them in 14 verse 1 of Revelation?
Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Sinai, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written, and therefore he is.
So you gotta have, if you're going to teach Yahweh's business, you got to have who name in your head, Mother?
Yahweh, his Father, Yahweh. the Father.
So if you're going to do any kind of teaching about the baptism, what name are you supposed to call over there, Mother, according to 14 verse 1? What name you supposed to call over? If you're going to baptize them, you're going to teach them, and you're going to baptize them, what name do you call over them, Mother, according to 14 verse 1? Who name?
The Father.
The Father's name. But every baptism I ever heard and watched on TV, they be said, I baptize you in the name of Jesus.
Right.
That would be hearing all right. Even
yeah.
at them big Israelite camps do the same thing too. Don't them all day up in
no.
there?
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
Do they baptize you in the name of Jesus?
That's right. Hallelujah, Father.
But what did the Bible tell you to do?
In the name of Yahweh the Father.
You see, that's why you have to be there. And watch the one that's doing traditions, Mother.
Yeah.
Now, we find out that the baptism, you got to teach first in the name
mm-hmm.
of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pause mm-hmm. there. We're going to see if we bring in,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to take a shot. Because they said that the elder's microphone is ready to go. They say that. We take the muke off the elder. Hey, elder, Mr. Kills. Y'all quite be there and see Reyes. We fool you, sir. Well, I know. Yes, guess what? You always gonna fool me on this network, but you ain't gonna fool me. You ain't gonna fool me with your crosses and your rosemary beads. I tell you that. You might fool me on the network and tell me somebody microphone is not mute and not mute because you got the power to do so. But you ain't gonna fool me in a worry aqua. Hey, Mother E. What is your closing statement, Mother E, and what you want to tell this national audience, Mother Z. Mother Z,
mm-hmm.
It's time for you to address this national audience and tell them something that Yahweh has put on you. Mother Z, tribe of Yah God Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Yahweh
mm-hmm.
beat you there, Mother Z.
Yahweh bless and keep you, Israel, of royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yeah.
Mother, I got a question. Mother, I got a question for you. All my life, you mean I've been taught wrong all my life? You mean everything I've been taught about the crosses and the wood and the stones and the wrong day? You mean that I've been taught wrong? But you
mm-hmm.
said not that, Mother Z.
According to what the scriptures say, yes, because they teach
mm-hmm.
you in the church and they have the crosses in the churches and people wear the crosses. Once upon a time before I learned that I used to wear a cross. So according to what we read in the Bible, we've been taught wrong.
We've been taught wrong.
That's
I mean,
right.
We've been taught
wrong.
And the peoples we've been taught wrong by, we look up to them, don't we, Mother? Hey, Mother Z. And we looked up to them people, didn't we, Mother?
Yes, yes. That's what we didn't know no better.
So we didn't know no better. All right, Mother Z. All right, so what you want to bless this national audience with, you on the clock, take your time, come on.
I'm just going to continue and read some more of Psalm chapter 22, and I'm going to start reading that verse 18. I might read all of it, but I don't know. Psalm chapter 22, verse 15. Many strangers is dried up like a polish and my tongue polish head and my tongue cleansed to my jaws and throat. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death. Verse 16, for dogs have compassed me and me they the assembly of the wicked has enclosed me, the princes, they pierced my hand and my feet. Verse 17, I may tear all my bones, they look and stand upon me. Verse 18, the part, my garment among them, they part my garment among them and cast lots upon mine. That's the verse 19. But be not you far from me, O Yahweh, the Father, O my strength, as thee to help me. Verse 20, deliver my soul from the sword, thee from the power of the dog. Verse 21, save me from the lion mouth, for they have thou hast heard me from the horses of the horns of the unicorn. Verse 22, I will declare thy name unto my brother in the midst of the congregation will I praise you. Verse 22, he that feareth the Yahweh, praise him, all you the seed of Jacob, Israel. Glorify him and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. Verse 24, but he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither has he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. Verse 25, my praise shall be for you in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before thee, before them that feared him. Verse 26, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Yahweh. Praise the Yahweh that seek him. Your mind shall live forever. Verse 27, all the end of the world shall remember and trust, turn unto the Yahweh, and all the kindred of the nation shall worship before you. Verse 28, for the kingdom is the Yahweh, and he is the governor among the nations. Verse 29, all they that be that upon earth shall eat and worship all they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and no one can keep alive his own soul. Verse 30. A seed shall serve him. Verse 30. A seed shall serve him. It shall be according to the Yahweh, accounted to the Yahweh for a generation. Verse 31. Thus shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people. They shall be, that shall be bones, they that he has done this. And I'm just finishing 22, the one I read last night, and that's the end of it. And I would just like to say hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Excellent. All right. Now, we are learning something on the way of learning something. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, and Mother E. have me mark 15, 16 waiting on me. But in Matthew chapter 28, Mother, I want to read verse 20 now, 28 verse 20.
Matthew 28 verse 20. Mm-hmm. It reads, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. So he says now in verse 20 now, you don't say something big, Mother. Emphasize what you don't say it again. He giving them instructions what to do, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
D.F. Israel. What did he say again in verse 20?
Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah.
Okay. And what did he say you're supposed to teach, Mother, in verse 19? He said, what I command you. He said, teach what I command you. He said, we understood what John was doing and everything else, but he said, I'll tell you what you do now. He says, Mother E, give me that 4:17 now at Matthew 4:17. I forgot about that, but it came back to me. Mm-hmm. Now I need my 4:17 because he's saying right now, we went through what John had doing on the table, but he said, now I'm here, and here he is in 4:17 of Matthew. What's going on, Mother? E, in Matthew 4:17.
Book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. From that time, Yahweh began to teach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Oh, so see? So when he started his ministry, Mother, he says, it's now time to do what, Mother, according to verse 17?
Repent.
Because of what? According to that verse.
Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
That's right, Mother. So he said, yeah, y'all follow my example. He says, now you're supposed to tell them to repent. Because what, Mother?
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Mark 1:15.
Mark 1:15.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Mark chapter 1:15. Mark chapter 1:15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15. And say, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel, the covenant.
Mm-hmm. So you say that, Mother? So you see what we supposed to be on, Mother?
Mm-hmm.
So you said now, he making it plain what we supposed to be talking about. We supposed to be talking about what, Mother? I bet we've been, all our life we've been told about, you know, you can't be this until you do this. But the message is for us to do is what, Mother, according to what you just got through reading? Mark 1:15. What do we supposed to be doing right now after Yahweh the Son took over?
Repent.
According to Mark 1:15.
It said, repent you and believe the covenant.
So we supposed to do what, Mother, according to 1:15?
Repent. And believe.
The what?
The covenant. The gospel. The covenant.
That's it, Mother. That's all we're going to do. Repent. We've been taught wrong. Okay. And now let's believe what we can read out of this book now. Now let's go to Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. Now, okay. We know we've been big digging to our parents, our aunties and uncles. They have taught us wrong. But we got the option to do one thing, repent and believe what we read. We know them graven images ain't going to cut it. We got to repent. And if any of our loved ones that taught us wrong, we got to show them what the book's saying. And it's on them now. Mark chapter 16, 15 and 16. Mother, eat. Come on.
15 or 16.
Mark chapter 16, verse 15 okay. and 16.
Okay. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, go you into all the world and teach the covenant to every creature. 16, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned.
Oh, Mother, what did you just got to read? Mother, you know you just dropped a bombshell. What did you just got to read, Mother?
Mark chapter 16, verse 16. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned.
That's 15 and 16?
Oh, I didn't read 15, I read 16. 15, read.
No, read.
And he said,
And
he said unto them, go ye unto all the world and teach the covenant to every creature. Verse 16, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned.
What is he saying, Mother? You can step in that mother, G.F. Israel. What's going on? What? Can y'all help me out? I'm confused here. You know, I know I've been raised. My life, and I'm hearing something here that I'm reading myself. Can anybody help the old C out? Or what is he hearing? Hearing Mother E reading Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. What is something hearing here?
He said, "Go out and teach." He said, in 15, he said, "Go into all the world and teach the gospel to every creature, the covenant to every creature." That's what said 15. And he said, 15.
Hold on, Mother. We got time. What do verse 15 mean? Let's read the mother E, Z, mother D up Israel. I just want to know what verse 15 means. Well, what kind of consensus we can get out of verse 15? Let's look at that one verse. What can we get out of that one verse? I want to get a consensus. I know it's three mothers on the network. I need to get a consensus on what this verse is saying. Let's see if we get three in a row or two out of three or one out of three or zero three. Let's see what the mothers get out of verse 15.
He's saying, to my understanding, he's telling the 12 to go out into the world and his followers to go out into the world and teach the covenant to every preacher.
Mm-hmm. Now, what that mean, Mother Z? What that verse 15 mean?
It means
I want to hear what you got to say. What that verse mean?
It means that he's telling his followers to go, when he sent them out in the world, to teach his covenant.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting out of it. To every creature.
Who he saying to teach it to, Mother? They call it verse 15.
No, hold on.
Come on. No, Mother. Mother G, who is he saying to teach this?
To every creature.
Now, what that mean?
Creature?
Israel. What's your answer? What that mean?
It means to go for...
Teach every creature.
Israel.
That mean everybody? Don't it mean everybody? Going to verse 15?
That's what it said, every creature.
So that mean everybody then, right, Mother? Right, Mother?
That's what it says.
All right. Mother E, what you get out of that, Mother E? Do you agree with what Mother E just said? Every creature means every creature, right? What you get out of it? What you got to say behind that? Verse 15, look at it real carefully, Mother. Look at it real carefully. And what you got to say about that verse? Go on, read it one time. Read it for yourself and give old fear an answer according to 16:15. Read it out, verse.
Yeah. It's talking to Israel, and
But what the verse saying now, Mother? What is the verse saying in 16:15? What does it say? Read it out first, then comment on the verse. Tell what that verse mean. Read it out first.
And he says unto 16:15. Uh-huh. Go you into all the world and teach.
Yes.
Covenant to every creature. Then
yes.
Every creature.
Now what that mean, Mother?
Everybody, but I said Israel, of course.
No, no, you can't say that unless you got something to back it up with now. So now what's your answer? What is he saying? Every creature means what? What do every creature mean? Hold on, Mother dear Israel. You next. What that mean? Every creature. What that mean, Mother? Verse 15. Every creature. Go out and teach you every creature. What that mean, Mother? Do it mean what it says?
Yes, friend.
Huh?
A misprint?
No, but that, you know what that would the world gonna drop that on you, Mother. Gonna say, look, now, Mother E, it said go teach every creature. They gonna ask you what that mean, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
They say every creature, and what do every creature mean? Don't that mean each and everybody? That would mean, right, Mother?
Hey.
Do it mean it or not?
What mean? What you say? You say, what does it mean?
Do it mean every creature or not?
It don't. My saying is not, but you
got to go with it, okay? But you just got to go with it because you ain't got nothing to work with, right? So you got to let it. You got to let them have it. Hey, Mother D of Israel, read that verse, Mother D of Israel. Mark 16:15. What it say, Mother? Read it and then expound to those seal what it's saying.
Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, go you into all the world and teach the covenant to every creature. So I
think
Isaiah 45:17.
Excellent. Yeah. Isaiah 40. Yeah, that's right. Hey, Mother E. Excellent. That's right. Mother D of Israel. Mother Z. Excellent. It do say go teach every creature. But what creatures are he talking about? And you got to put that Isaiah 45:17 on it. Come on, Mother D of Israel. Drop that down. And, Mother E. Give me a second, Ezra 13, verse 26 and 48. You had that waiting on me. Hey, Marie, have me second, Ezra 13, verse 26 and 48 waiting on me. After Mother, get up Israel, read what you're getting ready to read.
Second, Ezra?
Yeah, have me chapter 13, verse 26. Had that waiting on me. Now, Mother, D up Israel, what you said? You precept that to what? To break that down, where you going, Mother up Israel again?
Isaiah 45:17, and it reads,
yes.
But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end.
Oh, so that when we were reading verse 16:15. He was saying that the creatures he was talking about was the world of the creatures of Israel, that world. But you got to have your precept. It don't mean every other nation. It means one nation, the children of Israel. But you have to have a precept to bag it up. And now we're going to get a second witness by Mother D up Israel, Mother E. And 2 Ezra chapter... Bless again, Mother, 13, 26, and 28. Remember, every creature, right? Let's see what it says in 2 Ezra 13, 26.
Let's see what that
can see. Listen good, Mother Z.
2 Ezra chapter 13, verse 26, and
48.
2 Ezra chapter 13, verse 26. The same is he whom Yahweh desires has kept a great season, which by his own self shall deliver his creatures, and he shall ordain them that are left behind.
So now, who did he deliver again? He delivered his who? In verse 26?
The same is he whom Yahweh the High have kept a great season, which by his own self shall deliver his creatures, and he shall ordain them that are left behind.
Oh, so he said he going to deliver his own creatures that's left behind.
Right.
Verse 48. Yeah.
He's going
to deliver his own creature. Remember you read over there? Yeah, Mother Z, you remember you read over there in that Mark 15, to every creature? Yeah, every creature. That's why we got a precept, Mother Z. It means every creature of verse 48. Come on, Mother.
Verse 48. But those that he be left behind of thy people are they that are found without my border, within my border.
But those that are left behind, is it who? Is his people. So you see, those that are left behind is thy people. That's thy creature. Thy people.
Mm-hmm.
They just use interchangeable words. Thy creature, thy people, the one he left behind. The one he left behind. The one he left behind. The one he didn't take him, throw them in the fire, he left them saying, y'all made it. So the creature he's talking about is thy people. Now you see what's going on here in that mark. See, that's why the world do not have the foundation of teaching. They'll take that verse 16:15 and they'll ignore the foundation. Thy creature is talking about what we read here. Thy creature is thy people. Now, who is thy people that we can read? Hold that point, Mother. Hold that point. Oh, time going to run out. Mother, dear Israel, who is thy peoples in Daniel? Find out who is thy peoples in Daniel. See, Mother Z, we got to have a precept. We only going to be able to deal with the world through the precepts. Now, we're going to the book of Daniel, Mother D.F. Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to look and see who is thy people that we can read. And going to Daniel chapter 9. And I think we read verse 19 and 20. Who is thy people?
Daniel chapter 9, verse 19
mm-hmm.
and 20.
Yes.
O Yahweh, hear, O Yahweh. Forgive, O Yahweh. Hearken, listen, and do defer not. For thine own sake, O my Yahweh, for your city and your people are called by your name. Verse 20.
Uh-huh.
And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sins and the sins of my people, Israel. And
my people who? My people who? My people who?
Israel.
So that's what they were saying in verse 15, Mother Z. Not the whole world, thy people Israel. Now, Mother Z, give me a closing statement in Matthew's 15:24 and a closing statement. Matthew's 15:24 and a closing statement. See, remember, the world do not, they don't want to take you back where it's plainly understood what he's talking about. They will just jump down and read 16:15 and say, see what I mean? All peoples are who? See? Because they want to leave the foundation out the way. Matthew 24 Mother E, and the closing statement come out.
Book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
So you see that? So what people is he talking about if they do right? Because he only sent to who? Is he sent to all nations, Mother E?
No, the family of Israel.
Who? And that's it.
And
they knew that. But what it is, all these slick pastors and shepherds, they'll say, see what that mean? That mean all peoples, all nations. No. All nations of Israel. Mm-hmm. Close statement, then, Mother. You on the clock, come on. What's your close statement behind that? You on the clock, come on.
Oh, thank and praise Yahweh for this class. Thank and praise Yahweh to be in the class. And just thanking and praising Yahweh for each and every one that's in the class. And I just like said to the class, hold on. Don't give up.
Hold on and don't give up. Extra, Mother Z up Israel. Come on back to Mark 15. Now, we read 16. Let's come back to Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16 now. I'm thinking I'll be quiet and then we come all the way through it. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. Come on, Mother D up Israel. Come on.
Okay, I'm trying to get there. Mark chapter 16. Verse 15 and 16. Yeah,
yes,
Mark, chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. Verse 15, and he said unto them, go you into all the world and teach the covenant to every creature. Verse 16, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned.
My. But you got to be baptized in what way, Mother? In 28, verse 19, a closing statement of Matthew. You say you got to be baptized and believe. Baptized and believe what? Matthew 28, 19.
Okay. Matthew chapter 28. Verse 19, go you therefore and teach all the nations, baptizing them in the name of Yahuwah the Father.
Excellent. Close with David, Mother D up Israel. Excellent again. I love it every minute. Mother E, Mother Z, Mother D up Israel. Until Wednesday night, no class tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You on the clock. You close with David, Mother D up Israel. Come out.
Psalms chapter 2. And read verses, Psalms chapter 2, verse 1, verse 6, and verse 12. Verse 1. Why do the heathen, the nations, rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? Verse 6. Yet have I set my king upon my righteous hill of Yahdash Judah. Verses 12. Kiss the Son, Yahuwah the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him, Yahuwah the Son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Excellent. From the elders, from the young lion teachers, and the mothers, the three mothers out of Camp 1, we just found out one thing, that we got to come, and we got to come on one accord. We must teach this Bible. We got to first teach them first. We got to tell them that they got 1434 2 Ezra. Get all that garbage out of your head. and sit down and be taught all over again. And that can be a problem for them. But that's our job to do. Commandments, Yahweh left, is to teach them first. Tear that garbage out their head about crosses, Sunday, rosemary beads, and understand one thing. Until you taught, your healing come in the word of YHWH only. Any other name you using, it's going to get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire.